British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Devok Show with Eric Nam.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-pop Devok Show. I'm your host, Eric Nam. Hope y'all doing well. I don't know what I was just saying, but welcome to the show, guys. Hope you guys are doing well. If you guys are watching this, the full video is available on Facebook Watch for you guys to watch and stream for free. And there's clips, obviously, on youtube.com/divestudios. But if you're looking at this, you could probably tell that the setting that we're in, where I'm recording, is a little bit different. It's a little bit diferente. A jogum dala dala. And that's because we have a new set. We have a new studio. It's actually called my home. I am home. I'm on my sofa. I'm surrounded with this little dog doll that I got on the first day I ever did a music show for my friends. I have a pillow. Let me do a quick show and tell. This pillow is one that I got made. And this is a…
Speak into the microphone.
Sorry. And this is a pillow I got made. This is from a Panamanian piece of art called Mola. And it's like indigenous art. And it's all fabric-y. And then we put it onto a pillowcase. And now it's a pillow. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Thank you. And this is a pillowcase. And this blanket is a blanket I got while I was on tour. I got it in Portugal. And this pillow that I'm sitting on right now has lyrics to a song on it. Anyways, this is my house. Welcome to my crib, y'all. This is, you know, where the magic happens. And by magic, I mean…
Podcast magic.
Podcast. And complete mess. But anyways… So we're in a new studio because Dive Studios is moving. And so as they build out the space, I'm doing it at home. Oh, and look.
And look.
I can do this really cool thing where I can control lights. Look, we just went purple. We're going green.
Oh.
Going red.
Oh.
I'm going to change the song according to the color, according to every song.
Wow.
This is high tech. This is future podcasting. No other podcast in the world has done this.
What's that TikTok song where it's like, I could be yellow, I could be blue, I could be whatever color you like.
I did a perfect rendition of it. Did you like it?
We can't use that. It's copyrighted.
I don't think it matters the way I say it. Sounds nothing like the original.
So we're here. We're gonna talk about some songs today. Diane… We both have not eaten dinner. It's past 9 p.m. and we're starving. Well, I'm starving. Diane's like, I'm like indifferent about food. I was like, your Instagram stories tell me otherwise.
I know.
But we ordered some naengmyeon and the pedal dude is coming. So we're excited. Maybe we'll do like a mukbang as bonus Patreon content.
Oh yeah, so VIP members can really look forward to some fun munching and chewing, slurping.
ASMR.
No. Absolutely not.
All right, anyways, we're going to get into it. This week's songs, we have some good songs to talk about this week. Any updates from me? Not really. I shot my music video. We shot for like 30 hours straight. Everybody went crazy. I don't remember anything. I blacked out during the entire process. So the album's coming out. Very soon. When does this episode go up? Monday?
It goes up on Mondays, yeah.
So I think the news will be out by then. So I'm just going to let you know. Wait. When is this out? When is this coming out?
I don't know. I have no idea.
When is this coming out?
I don't run this show anymore.
What's happening? Okay. My album is coming out July 30th.
Okay.
All right. My album is coming out July 30th. And there's not much time left. I still haven't decided on the name of an album. I still haven't decided like what exact stuff we're going to do with it. But anyways, the music sounds freaking hot, sexy. Why are you laughing, bro?
Freaking hot, sexy.
It's hot and sexy. So it's out. It's going to be out. And if you guys want it, you guys can pre-order it and support artistry.
You can support hot and sexy.
Hot and sexy artistry.
If you're hot and sexy, you're going to buy this album, which is hot and sexy.
Order now.
Hot and sexy.
For your free tarot reading.
1-800 hot and sexy.
Oh, I also just did an OST. OST's out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For what?
It's for this drama called Kunomi Kunomi Da.
Uh-huh.
And I think it means like, that dude's like all, it pretty much means like all dudes are the same or something like that. And but like nom apparently is like a curse word, which I didn't know.
Oh.
Or it's like not a nice word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like that punk.
It's like that mother.
Well, yeah. Not a set, but yeah.
Anyways, that song's out. I just recorded that like a week ago. And it was hard because all my stuff is so pop. And this is a very, 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 very Korean song. And I hadn't done a very, very Korean song in a very long time.
It's very good feels.
Yeah, I put out a song. It's good feels. It's good vibes.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's out. All right, so we're going to jump into these songs. The first one today we got is 17. It's called Left and Right. Left and right. Left and Right by 17. All right, so it's been a minute since this song released, but we have to talk about it because we have to talk about it. And it's a great song. It was released June 22nd and it was written by Pumju and members Vernon and Uji. And I feel like that's like the normal, what's you call it, composing trio there. Like Uji and Pumju. Pumju's not a member. He's like Pledis's like main producer, 17's main producer. And Uji. So like the two of them have written almost like all their songs. Vernon, he's… I assume he does a lot of the rap making and the rap lyrics and stuff. This is the title track of their 7th mini album. They have 7 mini albums? Dang. That's crazy. But Uji said that this track is a message for young people who challenge themselves to reach their dreams. They may be going left and right. They may be like, you know, shaking on that road. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Not knowing what path to take, but through that period, they will be able to shoot up to the sky with their strength. That's so poetic. Shoot up to the sky. Like Superman. Thank you. I personally like this song. And I really like it because I feel like this is the 17 that I got to really like. Like the past few songs, I feel like it was like they're trying to be like super EDM, sexy, edgy, cool. Which, I mean, I'm sure it's great for some people, but for me, I felt like the 17 that I really liked and enjoyed watching and listening to is more playful, energetic, like really gimmicky with their lyrics and their choreography, like just really fun. And so I'm really glad that they're back with this type of song. And the music video is also kind of done in that way, very playful, very fun kind of thing. Now, this album sold over 1 million copies in their first week, helping them break their own first week sales record and earn the title of million seller. Congratulations. They also created a TikTok challenge, which I mean, everybody's trying to create TikTok challenges, but they also did a good job because they have so many members. They just reached out to everybody in the network and had them do it. I got reached out to by Joshua. And he was like, hey, Hyung, can you do this challenge?
Wait, do you know Arrested Development?
Yes.
Remember how he's like, hey, brother. Hey, Hermana.
I don't know it that well.
Oh, there's a character who… Because like it's about a family.
Oh, yeah.
The youngest brother always addresses the older brother. Says, hey, brother. Hey, Hermano. So I just imagine him going, hey, Hyung.
Hey, Hyung. Can you shoot this challenge? And I was like, oh God, I can't dance. I'm not doing a dance. He's like, no, 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 you can do whatever you want. And I was like, okay, fine. So I did it on TikTok. By the way, if you're not following me on TikTok, you're not living life.
What's your TikTok?
I think it's Eric Nam.
You think? It's not like official Eric Nam.
I think it's
Eric
Nam.
Real no. Eric Nam, not no. Fake Eric Nam.
No. It's just Eric Nam. And then by the way, Dive Studios has a TikTok too. It's called Dive Studios.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
If you're listening to this and you decide that you're going to do the challenge, you have no choice but to tag Dive Studios because we get partial credit for you doing the challenge.
Yes. If you do it after listening to us.
Yeah. We're part of this now.
Okay. So, 17, I hadn't seen them in a while. The last time I saw them, I don't know if I shared this on the show, but I saw them in LA right when I got into LA for my tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I flew in. I remember I got in like the 26th or 27th of January.
That seems like 10 years ago.
It feels like years ago.
Yeah.
So I flew in and I got in. I started doing rehearsals, blah, blah, blah. I needed to pick up some clothes for my tour because I didn't have all my outfits. So I was going shopping and I ended up at this store. It was me. I don't even know who I was with. I was with somebody. I don't know who. But I was there. And, or was I by myself? I might have been by myself. So I'm there and I'm looking at clothes. I'm trying stuff on. And all of a sudden, I see like a bunch of Korean people out of the corner of my eye. And I was like, oh no. Like, I hope they don't recognize me because I look crazy, like always. And I want to be left alone as I try these clothes on. And then I hear, oh, Hyung. And I was like, that can't be me. Like, Hyung. And I was like, oh, shoot. And I look up and it's 17.
Of all people.
In the most random place in West Hollywood. Or Hollywood.
Were you on like Melrose?
Know. Yeah, I think it was somewhere there.
Kyopo's love.
Wait, no, it wasn't even Melrose.
It wasn't?
No, it was like a place I've never been. And
you were lost.
Wait, maybe it was Melrose.
It had
I don't
to
know.
Be Melrose. If y'all were there, it was Melrose.
It was at, I don't know where we were. But he was like, oh, Hyung. And I was like, oh, hi. And then it was Mingyu. And I was like, what are you doing? It was Mingyu and like the rapper dudes. And someone, I don't remember exactly. I think Uji was, I don't know. Do I sound crazy today? Great.
Yeah.
So he's like, what are you doing here? I was like, I'm on tour. I'm starting tour. And they had just finished tour. So it was their first day off after them finishing all their tours. So they had all gotten into LA. They had like two days off or something. And that's when I saw them. And then I got back to Korea and I just changed my hair and makeup team. I'd been with my same hair and makeup team for 8 years. And I was like, I kind of want a new start kind of thing. I go and lo and behold, all of 17 goes there as well. So
wait, is this the new hair people, like hair place you go to now that you like told us about? You made like an announcement about it at the office. You were like, guess what?
Oh yeah.
You're like, I go to a new hair place now.
I'm a new person.
And I'm with the cool people. And I was like, good for you.
I'm a new person. So I go. I didn't realize how many people go there.
Yeah.
But it's literally, so I go there. I've seen most of 17 there. And one of them goes, huh, did you change your number? I was like, no. He's like, well, I was going to text you, but then your profile ID said like, I've been hacked. Don't ever talk to me.
Oh yeah. It does say that. That's
so funny.
And I was
like, no, that's me. You can text me.
That's funny. I forgot that's what it said.
I might not ever respond to you, but you go ahead, text me. But anyways.
That's funny.
So I did that. So my hair makeup place that I go to now, it's like everybody and their best friend goes there. It's like BTS, EXO, 17, Monsta X. Like, there's like 13 teams.
Wow, can't believe I need a haircut.
Do you?
No, I don't
want
to.
Do you want me to just shave it off?
I think I would rather die than get my hair cut in front of those people. I look odd with my hair wet.
Oh.
I can't be in front of those people.
Okay, embarrassing story. I went in one day and I was so tired. Like, I slept like 2-3 hours a day before. And I had to go and get hair makeup. I don't know what I was doing that day, but I needed hair makeup. Go. And I'm sitting there and I just straight up fell asleep. Like, they were dyeing my hair. They're cutting my hair, all this stuff. They were doing hair makeup. I like fell asleep. I probably drooled like sexy. Hey, hot and sexy.
There you go.
And I like wake up and I look around to find that it's just all these idols just sitting there.
And they're like, oh my God, get this ajushi some
they're
milk.
They're like, get this ajushi out of here. How did this person get in here?
Do you need some milk?
And I was so embarrassed. And then the dude who does my hair, he's like, oh, it's you. I was like, who is that ajushi passed out? I was like, bro, yo, it's me. But anyways, all to go back to 17. They're back. They have a new song.
This is a big song.
You know what? When you're living life, you have left and right days. You have days where you're sleeping and you're not. Days when your hair looks good and not.
Whoa.
You know? And we're bringing it back.
Shoot to the stars.
And you shoot to the stars and go for your dreams. That's what it is. It's 17's left and right. I hope you guys enjoy the song. I got to stop sharing too much about my life.
Well, now we don't even need a ramble section.
We don't. We're going to go to the next song. The next song is Blackpink with How You Like That. How you like that? All right. So, yeah, they're back. I mean, it's them. And it's Blackpink. They are set to release another song between July and August. And then a studio album in September. And the song is, quote, "We believe that this song contains the message that even in the darkest time, we should persevere and fight through. We want everybody to find strength through our music." That is what they said in an interview with Time Magazine. Now, honestly, I don't have much to say about the song. It's Blackpink. And I guess the one thing that I do, like, they're consistent. They're always consistent. They're always topping charts. They're always making moves, killing it, doing their thing. And that's Blackpink. You know, you guys know that I love Blackpink. You guys know I love Rosé's voice. I think they're all badasses. And I think they're great. If there is anything that I wish was a little bit, again, I don't want to be hated on. Should I just not say it?
What?
I want Blackpink to be even edgier.
Oh.
And I want Blackpink to put something out as a title song that is so different from what they've already done.
Yeah.
That it's like, what?
Ooh, because they low-key have the power to do it.
They could do anything.
They got the clout.
They got the followers. They got the fan. They got the songwriters. They got the engineers.
Also, just straight up the talent.
They have a talent to do it.
Yeah.
I was excited. And I still like the song. I just wanted something that was just so, so different.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll give it to us in the upcoming single or the album.
Yeah, because this is a pre-release.
Right.
So this isn't even like the hit.
Right. This is the pre-release. Like, here's like an appetizer. So.
I'm so sorry.
That was a little gross.
Please don't fire me.
It's not shade. I just have the highest of expectations of these ladies. So, great song. Great everything. I just want more. And I'm actually excited that it's like a three-part comeback. I think it's cool that they're doing it that way because not everybody can do it that way. And the reason is I think it's attention span of people.
Yeah.
And it's clout. Like, people might put out multiple mini albums in a year, but they won't say it's a three-part comeback.
Yeah, they took their time because this is, I believe, if my friend Levi is correct, their first like actual full album.
Will be in September.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, if they really wanted to do it where like, you know, they're like just getting that money. I feel like even as soon as like Doo 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 came out, they would have been like, fine, here's an album.
Right.
Because like we know you'll buy our songs.
Right.
Just cause kind of thing. But clearly they took their time with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for like the full album. I mean, putting out a full studio album is a big deal. I still have never put out a full studio album.
Me?
I only have EPs.
What?
Right? Part of it is like, even my EPs, I fill them with songs that I really like. But people don't listen to full albums. People don't listen to full EPs. Like, they'll listen to the title and they'll take it for that and then that's it. I'm going to date myself, but 10, 15, 20 years ago, people will listen to the entire thing, right? And they'll go in and they'll say, this is my favorite song. And like, for example, Katy Perry and Kelly Clarkson like 10, 15 years ago, when they put an album out, they would have like 7 singles off one album.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? That Since You Be Gone album? So many singles.
Yeah.
So what they would do is they would put out the album. They would have a title for the album. And then every like 2 months, they would change the lead single.
Mm.
So like Since You've Been Gone, Breakaway.
Oh, Since You've Been Gone.
Since You've Been Gone. Here's the thing. We started out friends.
It wasn't cool, but it's all pretend. You know what? Say it. I'll date myself too. For once. Somebody has to. Just kidding. I still listen to full albums. So therefore, I don't listen to a lot of albums because I'm not like committing at all. Like even to the single. But
wait, why Come Again?
But like I still listen to full albums. Like when new music comes out.
Yeah. So not a lot of people do.
But therefore, I don't listen to very much different music.
Oh, like you just listen to what you really like.
Like if I like one song, I listen to the whole album hoping I'll like clearly like another song.
That's because you're old.
Yeah.
No, time out. By the way, Kelly Clarkson, that album has Breakaway, Since You've Been Gone, Because of You.
Yes, that's what it is.
Gone. What else? Behind These Hazel Eyes.
Yeah, Behind These Hazel Eyes.
Dude.
I know.
Like so many great songs on that album. I just remember my cousin had bought me that album as a gift one year. And I was like, dang, this girl has some smash hits.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, Katy Perry. Okay. That Teenage Dream album from 2010 has Teenage Dream, Last Friday Night, California Girls, Firework.
Wow.
The One That Got Away, E.T., Not Like the Movies, all on one album.
Wow. I know that sounds like sarcastic, wow, but I'm very actually like, wow.
That's crazy. So anyways, that's why I'm in a time and period where I'm like, okay, I could put out an album, but like, are people going to listen to it? I don't know. You know? But anyways, Blackpink, they're back with their song, How You Like That. Hope you like that. Check it out. And I'm excited for that next single. And let's move on to the next one. The next one is Hummy. Okay, I'm going to change the color now because, you know, we got to change it. All right, we're going purple because… Purple, I think, is like Hummy's color, I feel. Here we go. Hummy's song is called Porapit Pam. And they spelled it like Porapit Pam. It is written by Hummy and France. France is a DJ… writer. I've written with him a few times. We've actually never put anything out, but like, I don't know exactly, but he's done a lot of her songs. Summy said about this song, imagine a breeze that cools you down on a summer day at sunset after a hot day. That's very, very descriptive. And you are looking up to the sky at a cafe terrace. Wow. And it gives you butterflies in your stomach and I want to sonically express those feelings. Period. I will add, and eat hot dogs and watch fireworks and… smell the ocean breeze, but you shouldn't and you can't because it's COVID and y'all gotta stay indoors and wear a mask. Anyways, sorry, I'm not mad at you. I'm just sharing this song. They have a question and it's like, would you ever learn one of Hummy's songs for choreography? It's like, bro, I did. I did for my concert last February. I did Kashina and it was scandalous.
Was it hot and sexy?
It was hot and sexy, guys. We have a recurring thing of hot and sexy here. Wow. You know why I'm wearing a blanket right now? Because my shorts are so short that it's hot and sexy. Like, Diane was like, wear pajamas. I was like, I literally haven't done laundry in a while, so I can't do anything.
I literally see your laundry.
It's just, yeah. Sorry. But yeah, that's it, guys. Check it out. We have 3 great songs for you. We have… 17's Left and Right, Blackpink's How You Like That, and Hummy's Porapit Pam, and my OST.
What's your OST called again?
I actually have no idea what it's
called.
Oh, I do know what it's called.
Eric, please. I want you to make money.
It's called Count On Me.
Ah.
So yeah, check it out. What else should we talk about?
Nothing. You're done.
Are we done?
Yeah.
We have new shows on Dive.
Oh yeah, that's…
Idol 42's out. Idol 42's out with Very Very. Idol's High with Very Very is out. It's they're funny.
They were high energy.
Yeah, I heard they're really funny. And then we have a new one called we have Get Real.
Yeah.
With BM from Card, Peniel from B2B, and Ashley, formerly of Ladies Code.
Yeah. I accidentally said, I was talking to them and I accidentally went, yeah, you know, like Peniel, you can say I'm Peniel for B2B, and BM, you can say I'm BM from Cara, and then Ashley, you can say I'm Ashley from Ladies' Choice. And she just stared at me. And then I was like, what? And she goes, it's Ladies' Code. And I said, yes, it is. Was quizzing you. Thought
I'm
you
glad
forgot.
You got it. Yes, don't forget your roots.
Yes, it is. But that's a fun show.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I'll do the little ad for it. It's kind of like the whole point of it is to basically feel like you're listening in on like a close friend's like group chat. That's like the whole point of it.
Group chat.
So it's like, you know, when y'all like group just chat. Like, oh, remember these days, or like, remember that time so-and-so did that? Like, what the heck was that? And, but also, so it's like personal stories, but it's also stories like they live together that
but
they're
they
like being nostalgic about.
Of.
Yeah. So tune in if you basically want to feel like you're in on that kind of like circle of friends. Basically.
I want to be on that circle of friends.
No, thanks.
I don't have friends. Anyways. Okay, so that's it. Check it out. We have Idols High, Idol 42 with Very Very right now on Dive Studios. We also have Get Real with BM, Peniel, and Ashley. And of course, we have Commit or Quit going. Anyways, so check it out. Also, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this show, K-Pop Tabox Show. Check out Dive Socials. We have a Dive Studios YouTube page, Dive Studios. And we also have Dive Pods, not Tide Pods. But Dive Pods, where you can watch full episodes. And full episodes for this show in particular, it's available on Facebook Watch. So go to Eric Nam or Dive Studios. You can watch the full episodes. Check out TikTok. Become a patron of ours. Oh, all the links. We're just giving it to you. Anyways, I love you guys. Bye. Have a good one. I gotta eat. If you want to see us eating, go to Patreon. Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Devil with Eric Nam.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
We're Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Two black single moms living in LA, the Valley to be exact.
Duh.
We keep it 100, real, and unfiltered every Wednesday.
This is not your average mom show. No DIYs, mommy hacks,
or complaining about how our kids just hit their 60-month milestone.
This is grown folks talk.
That's right, because mama gotta have a life too.
Nothing is off limits as we discuss mental health, sex, motherhood, dating, culture, and our sometimes bad choices.
With a range of guests from social activists to porn star parents. This is a judgment-free zone for moms, women, and anyone looking for their tribe.
Join us, your host,
Erica
and Mila of Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Every Wednesday on all podcast platforms.
Acast recommends.